This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Parliamentarians urge defense of Republic and Constitution in today's House meeting. Kathmandu Valley District Administration offices urge dignified and civilized holy celebrations. And Ukraine agrees to U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire with Russia. Now the news in detail. During the zero-hour session of today's House of Representatives meeting, parliamentarians emphasized the need for Republican forces to unite and protect the Republic and the Constitution. They raised contemporary issues, urging the government to be accountable to the people through the House. Some parliamentarians accused the government of suppressing emerging alternative Republican forces by filing false cases against them. They expressed concern that the government's lack of accountability has allowed reactionary forces to gain strength, stressing that it must answer to the nation and its citizens. They underscored the importance of unity among Republicans and challenged those dreaming of restoring the monarchy to abandon such illusions. Lawmakers also drew attention to various public issues, including the struggles of the goat farmers who lack fair prices, effective livestock insurance, controlled fodder cost, and proper grazing arrangements, as well as the need to curb illegal goat smuggling. They called for solutions to the problems of dairy farmers in the Eastern Hills, a ban on activities promoting caste discrimination and social unrest, and measures to ensure clean drinking water nationwide during the dry season. Additionally, the parliamentarians demanded swift progress on the Naumure Multipurpose Hydropower Project, expansion of Surkhet Airport's runway, and resolution of issues faced by residents along the Nepal-India border. The district administration offices of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur in the Kathmandu Valley have called on the public to observe the holy festival in a respectful and orderly manner. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Anil Paudel, encouraged everyone to mark the festival, which is tomorrow, peacefully and with decency. He urged people to refrain from engaging in disruptive behavior or disputes in public spaces that could jeopardize peace and security. He also cautioned against excessive alcohol consumption, actions that disturb family and social harmony, and anything that undermines public dignity and tranquility. Baudel further requested that individuals avoid unruly activities such as throwing colors or water-filled balloons, spraying water from pipes, applying colors without consent, or behaving recklessly while celebrating the festival. He warned that such actions could lead to activities or even fatalities. The holy festival will be celebrated in the hilly region tomorrow and in the Tarai region day after tomorrow. The President Chure Tarai Madhes Conservation Development Committee, established on the 16th of June 2014, has spent 14.96 billion rupees by July 16, 2024. However, questions are arising regarding its effectiveness. The committee reported utilizing 88.93% of its budget and achieving 91.84% of its physical targets, with 86 of its 124 staff positions filled. It highlighted efforts like planting multi-year crops on 166 hectares, greening 5,230 hectares, and distributing 29.3 million saplings. Committee Chair Dr. Kiran Paudel noted that the construction of 412 kilometers of embankments, 162 hectares of green belts, and conservation of 548 water sources, but attributed shortcomings in the meeting, the master plan's goal, to insufficient funding and staffing. Created to reduce poverty through conservation across 37 districts, the committee has faced allegations of corruption and political meddling. Two officials were recently removed following a court decision on their qualification. The government is forming a task force to restructure it, despite criticism from the Federation of Community Forest Users Nepal, which argues it sidelines local communities. The Auditor General's report pointed to the unmet targets such as forest management and river planning, urging improved efforts to fulfill the master plan's objectives. Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, has said the collaborative efforts among the three tier government were needed to combat drug abuse. Inaugurating a program entitled Fight Onward Against Drug Abuse, organized by the Kosi Province Police in Itahari, the Chief Minister urged the three-level governments to implement the awareness programs against substance abuse before anyone falls into addiction. He said the three-level governments should collaboratively reach the community, making them aware of consequences of drug abuse. The Chief Minister also pledged to allocate budget for containment of drug addiction in the upcoming fiscal year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has accepted a U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire with Russia, following talks in Saudi Arabia marking the first official meeting between the two nations since a heated clash between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump on 28th of February in the Oval Office. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced that he would present the offer to Russia, emphasizing that Moscow's response would determine the next steps. Ukrainian President Zelensky described the proposal as positive and urged the U.S. to persuade Russia to agree. The talks in Jeddah concluded with a joint U.S.-Ukraine statement revealing plans to resume intelligence sharing and security assistance previously halted after the White House dispute. Both sides agreed to form negotiating terms. Teams, rather, to pursue lasting peace and ensure Ukraine's long-term security. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio expressed hope that Russia would accept the ceasefire, noting Ukraine's readiness to hold fighting and begin talks. He warned that Russia's rejection would clarify the obstacles to peace. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, is expected to visit Russia soon to discuss the proposal through plans, though plans remain fluid. Moscow has yet to respond publicly. At least 32 people were killed on Monday in two separate bus crashes in Mexico. A bus turned over along a highway in southern Mexico's Oaxaca state, killing 18 people, the state government said in a statement. 12 others remained in hospital. Authorities will launch an investigation into the cause of the accident, which happened near the community of Santo Domingo Naro. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi Province and other provinces, while the weather will be fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high, hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Light rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the hilly region of the rest of the country. In view of possible light rain and thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the hilly regions of other part of the country, the division has urged all concerned to take precautions since it may impact daily life, health and aviation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Parliamentarians urge defense of republic and constitution in today's House meeting. Kathmandu Valley District Administration offices urges dignified and civilized holy celebrations. And Ukraine agrees to U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire with Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.